T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between evaluation and criticism. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
It's case 911 in the Judgment Zone, where you are on the jury. It's really easy. You don't have to sit around at the courthouse all day. You don't have to wait for your name to be called. You just call us up at 222-BUZZ and you vote jerk or justified. Today on trial, all those fundraisers at the school. I remember that my kids had no less than 3 or 4 a year. Plus, they were in Boy Scouts, which meant 5, 6. Depending on sports teams, the Washington trip, got to fundraise. Are you a jerk or justified to bail on one of those? Say enough is enough. What do you think, Sandy?
You're fine. Justified. I know it's now when you say justified, you're going to feel so guilty and you don't want to say justified because all of a sudden you're going to think that you're an awful person. You're not an awful person. There's just too many. I mean, if your kid is in like 4 sports, each sport is going to do a fundraising event. How many people do you know?
What a lesson to teach your kids. When the going gets tough, quit.
It's not quitting.
Yes, it is. No, the rest of the team is doing it.
You didn't start. You got to.
You can't quit if you don't start.
Don't even start.
Hey, kid, when are you going to get a job? I'm not going to get a job because then I don't have to quit it.
Yeah.
And I'll never get fired.
It's a jerk move, obviously. You're part of a team, and your team is as strong as the weakest link, and you want your kid to be the weak link? No. Pound the pavement, collect some cash, fundraise, and do what you're supposed to do. It's a jerk move.
Who's really fundraising? Let's be completely honest. It's on the parents. And the parents don't want to fundraise. And if you have 4 sports teams asking for money, then you also have your class, the school does their fundraising. How many times? You can't give to everybody. That's impossible. If I said, hey, give your paycheck to every single charity that exists in Rochester, on your mark, set, go. You just can't. Well, it's okay to say no, thank you.
It's a jerk move. You are the one that put him in that sport. So you can go to a girls' night and be like, oh, Little Meadow collected, that's probably a 2018 name. Yeah, Little Meadow collected $600 for her cheerleading team.
I'm not saying don't give to charity. Charity's very, very important. But you can't push charity on somebody. Like, somebody can't tell my kid who to fundraise for. I want my kid to figure out what she's passionate about. Not you telling me what.
But it's not about her.
To make you look good.
The team decided. And whoever's in charge of the team. It's a collective decision.
Well,
it's a jerk move.
Call in sick. Say you're sick. You can't make it to the fundraising event.
Connie, you say jerk.
Yes.
Sandy, you say justified.
Okay.
You're the jury right now at 222-BUZZ. Let's take our first call. Good morning. You're on the Judgment Zone. What do you think?
Good morning.
What do you think? Jerk or justified for bailing on one of the fundraisers?
It's justified, but
what?
Yes,
the profit margin that the people that are fundraising, the schools do not make all of that. They might get 25% of what's sold. Okay, so if little Sally's making $600, the school's not seeing that. The company that's selling the crap gets it. That's number one.
So when is the actual? Okay.
Yeah, right?
Thank you.
So your best bet is to give each charity $20 out of your own pocket. They're making out better in the long run, and you don't have a house full of magazines and other crap you don't want.
Come on, don't you want 6 pizzas you can make at home or whatever they sell? Do-it-yourself pizzas?
No, you take $20, give it to them, take another $20, and buy yourself a damn pizza.
I like it.
I like where your head's at.
Thusly registered as a justified.
Not a good start.
Thank you.
Another one? Got another one?
Sure.
Okay, let's do this. Hi to Buzz. You're on the Judgment Zone. Jerk or justified? Bye. Okay. Hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Hey,
let me tell you why now.
Sing it up.
You're talking about one kid having four or five. Mm-hmm. I have eight grandkids.
Oh, jeez.
So every other week, I'm bringing in something for the people at work to buy.
See, it's on your shoulders. Grandpa shouldn't have to fundraise.
Yeah, well, they're getting people at work are getting a little sick, and so am I. So justified.
Oh, my gosh.
And who's our go-to person, too? Call your grandparents.
That's right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Listen, Social Security is not that good.
Come on, don't you want those big tubs of popcorn for the holidays? No?
No.
No?
Okay.
I look forward to them.
Jerk or justified?
Oh, it's totally justified.
This is the biggest collection of quitters in Rochester.
So justified.
Did you all quit your jobs too? Is that why you called the radio right now? My goodness.
You have to be a parent to understand the pressure of these darn fundraising events. Stuff down your kids' throat.
I got three kids that fundraise, it seems like, every other week for something.
Here's the problem with us millennials.
Way too much.
Is you parents can't deal with pressure, just like you said. And now you created us entitled Pain in the Butts.
Yep.
So this is all your fault. We're your fault.
Oh, no. She's right. The one pound in the pavement's the parents, not the kids.
Yep. There you go. Thanks for
thank
the call.
You thank for you for giving us the right to say no, thank you.
All right, thanks.
The skill set that comes with this fundraising thing, it's obviously persistence, it's sales and how to talk to people and stuff like that. There's a million skills that come. You should be thanking the school for having you fundraise and ask for more fundraisers. All the value you get out of that.
I have never once met a kid after fundraising to be like, you know what? I have more confidence now.
Yeah, I know.
No,
I felt good about that.
They just pass the paper to their parents, and then their parents take it to work and then shake down all the coworkers.
Mom, look at the muscles I made holding people by the ankles and shaking them upside down to empty their butt.
No.
Bunch of cheapos.
What do you say? You say.
I say you're fine, justified for saying no.
You say.
It's a jerk move. You're a part of a team. Be a good part of that team.
And 222 Buzz, what do you say as the jury? Ready to go to the calls? Mm-hmm. Are you jerk or justified?
Well, as much as I hate those stupid fundraisings, I think that they're really important, so I'm going to have to say jerk.
Thank you.
Jerk to pull out.
Yeah, you know, there's only so many trees you can shake down, and when I say trees, I'm like family members, because
it's more about the lessons that the kids learn. The kids learn not only that they have to be part of the community, but they also have to have accountability for the things that they're doing with that fund money. And they also learn, you know, life lessons, rejection, patience, persistence, accountability, all of those things.
Wow. When do you learn the lesson that when the well is dry, stop going to the well?
As soon as everybody goes, no.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
What do you think? 222-2899. Jerk or justified?
Justified.
What? You just not want to do any work for your kids? You just want them to be quitters in life?
No, honestly, if I wanted my kids to annoy my family or my ex-husband's family, I would send them over there for the day. I don't want them to have to sell things. I don't want to have to sell things or buy it all. I'd rather have a buyout option. Mm. You want my kid to donate money? That's fine. I'll write you a $30 check. I'd rather than annoy people.
You know what? Even the buyout option, though, is kind of annoying because how much money would that cost you personally if you have multiple kids, multiple fundraising events? Come on.
Sandy, for as hard as you work, it's amazing how many things in life you want for free.
I don't like when people tell me what I have to do with my money. And what? I don't like begging people for money. Well, I don't like it.
Isn't it a shame that there has to be fundraising for everything?
But
things cost money.
Yeah, but
gas for the bus when they travel, uniforms.
This is not for that. Did you hear what that lady said? A good portion of this money goes to the company, not even the school.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the school's lucky if they get 20-25% of whatever you're having your kid fundraise for.
Because you're getting something in return for it. You're buying a product. Mm.
You're buying typically a crappy product. The product in of itself is worthless, and you buy it only because you have the guilt factor attached to it. And then you waste your money. The school doesn't really get a lot. The kids don't get a lot. And you still end up having to pay more money and other things.
Come on, don't you enjoy In Touch magazine every week?
It's pointless. So, no, I have three kids. If I can get away with one of them not doing something, it's always, yeah, no.
Hey, I'll buy from your kid if you swing your vote to jerk. I'll buy from your kid's fundraiser.
Can't buy
votes. I'm good.
Thanks
I'm
for the
good.
Call.
Justified work.
Okay, bye. Okay. Out of buzz, jerk, or justified?
I say it's a jerk move. Ooh. To not participate in fundraising.
Thank you. Finally.
You yeah. expect these coaches and these teachers to give their best effort to your children and then excuse your children from giving their best effort back. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but the point of the team is to give the best effort on the field or on the court or whatever. Not going to grandma and asking for more money.
The point of the team is to learn how to work together with people that you don't necessarily mesh with personality wise.
Well, then why are parents bringing it in to work?
Because they're trying to get their child to be the best they can be by doing the fundraising, raising the extra money to go to the team or towards the school.
You're a coach, aren't you?
No. I am not a coach.
Thank you.
That's the best.
All right.
Am I swinging back here?
No. You got two. I'm not fudging the, or three, because well, I count you now.
Because there's a lot of people lining up to vote.
Well. I highly doubt these are a bunch of jerk votes.
Well, let's
no
see.
Way.
Let's go to the calls here. Hi to Buzz. Are you going to vote jerk or justified on bailing on one of the many?
Come on, baby.
One of the many fundraisers at your kid's school. Jerk or justified?
This is justified. Coming from a mother of five kids with nieces, I throw them out the minute they come home. I can't play their game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.